Okay, Dale Stevens is with us to get us underway this hour. Thank you for your time, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Ata mari e ho.
G'day, mate. Did you go to the concert on the weekend? At the big...
I was there for a while. I was kind of double booked, but I got a chance to pop in and have a look, and oh my gosh. As interesting, the media advertised it as the biggest concert since in Christchurch since the earthquake. It's actually the biggest indoor concert in Christchurch ever. It was awesome. Fantastic. And it's just great to see happy people having a great night.
Oh, well, Mana is my mountain. And Aroha's my sea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, yeah. Dale, how would you describe the current state and key pressures facing Māori tourism? It appears that many of our sectors are under assault, many jobs going as well. I hope yours is safe. Is yours deemed a public service role or not?
Yeah, so the yesterday's announcement about the changing shape of the public sector will have an effect on all agencies as they look at how, entities are clustered together. We don't know yet in terms of Māori tourism what that means. But we're simply keeping a head down and doing the mahi because our whānau out in the regions need our support and we'll just keep going. I have every confidence that the fine work done by our operators across the country and the strength that we're bringing to the economy, I mean, a 23% increase in revenue in the last 5 years, you know, a $1.2 billion contribution to the New Zealand economy is testament to the great work that's been done by all our people across the country.
Tēnā koe. Is trends on at the moment, again, just for those unfamiliar with trends, maybe you could talk to that tell us where we're at, please.
Yeah, so Trends, T-R-E-N-Z, is actually a New Zealand system that was created, gosh, I think 40 years ago. It stands for Tourism Residents New Zealand, but it's about promoting New Zealand tourism operators to international wholesalers. So what happens is wholesalers travel around the world looking for products they can buy in bulk for upcoming tourism seasons in the country they represent. And so yesterday, Trends started in Auckland. It's going again today. We've got a number of between 35 and 40 Māori businesses there. And what happens at these events is it's kind of like speed dating, something you and I know nothing about, of course, Dale. But it's where the operators will sit at their booth displaying their particular offering for the purchasers. The purchasers come in 15 or 20 minute segments, sit down with the operator, learn all about what the offering is from the particular operator, and then they'll go away and they'll book, you know, maybe $10,000, $100,000 worth of visits over the next two or three seasons. So over the next couple of days, there's going to be about 16,000 of these one-on-one meetings. There should be many, many, many millions of dollars of pre-bookings made. And so this gives us an idea of what the shape of tourism is going to be like going forward. So the real benefit for this week's trends will be shown not next year, but the year after and the year after that. So it's about a three-year cycle that each one of these trends events creates. And of course, for our Māori operators, it's a chance to see and fine-tune their offerings because they get great feedback from these wholesalers from all around the world who say, well, that looks like a great offering, but if you provided this and this at the same time, that would be even more appealing to our customers. So it gives our operators a great opportunity to look at what's happening with tourism across the country, with other operators, to speak to international wholesalers, to understand what the international tourist is after, and helps us to really customise what we offer to get the best opportunities for when those visitors come into the country.
Thank you. Are you familiar with some of the Māori businesses who are attending and strutting their stuff or showing their wares?
We have, generally with these events, we have quite a range from your child improvements like Ngaitahu Tourism, Te Puia, all the ones that have got a very good piece of the marketplace. But what they are really good at is they act as the tuakana for some of our up-and-coming younger smaller whānau operations. So there's generally quite a mix and also quite a geographical spread across the country. We try to make sure that all the regions get an opportunity to to sit and listen and engage, and then they can take what they learn back to their rohe and help all the operators to understand what the marketplace is like. So we have everything from our seasoned delivery operators to our up-and-comers in a range of areas, and are often quite geographically dispersed in some of our smaller regions. And that's where the real opportunity is for our tainā to understand what it's like and how the process works and how they can get a leg up into the industry.
Tēnā koe. So, we know that many of our Asian cousins are quite strong deal makers. If I've got an outfit, say, a tourism product with $100 per person, what sorts of bulk buys are they seeking? What sort of pitch might they say? I'll buy X amount. Would they expect a 20% discount, 30? What sort of negotiations? Tell us about those negotiations.
Yeah. Some of the negotiations can be quite strenuous and vigorous. But to be fair, what generally ends up happening is you get a bit of a tiered result. So you might say, we'll give you a 20% discount for this many numbers, or if you want us to add an extra night's accommodation or more meals or extra tourism activities, then we can only offer a 15% discount or whatever it might be. So you generally find that the operator sits alongside the wholesaler. The wholesaler is fixated on price, and the operator is fixated on what more can we add of value to round out the offering and keep the value as high as possible. And so with the proven operators, there's less negotiation because their record stands for itself. It's with the tainā where you've got to be very careful to help them to understand how the system works and to make sure they get a really good understanding of what their offering is really valued at in the marketplace. And look, at the start, it can be a little bit hit and miss, but as our operators refine what they're doing, understand the market better, especially some of the different countries, like you say, Asia, North America, Europe, they have quite different requirements. For our Asian visitors, for example, the marae experience, they struggle to stay the night on a marae because it's culturally not something, sleep time to them is very private, and they don't like that marae style sleeping. So it's how the operator can set the package according to the cultural needs of the visitor as much as the mana whenua.
Tēnā koe, thank you. I know the High Tech Awards are in Auckland this coming Friday night. You're taking an interest in this. There are Māori companies involved. What can you tell us?
Look, this is one of the great, I think, success stories for our rangatahi who are coming through the business system, because we're seeing many Māori engaging in technology at a young age and becoming quite key. We know that Māori are very involved in the gaming sector, for example, and they're making great strides both here and actually offshore because the gaming sector worldwide is huge. We've got three or four really interesting businesses that are in the finals this year. If I'll give you a couple of examples, Alps to Ocean Foods, they're a company that works on getting high value out of calf meat. Often, and I'm not being a vegetarian, I don't really understand the meat sector in terms of what happens to young calves, but there's quite a reject rate for calves at a young age. So what Alps to Ocean do is they take these calves away and they put them through a high-value, high-nutrition program so that they can derive high-value products in a very environmentally friendly and sustainable way. So that's Dan Carson from Waitahu. One that really, really interests me is an organization called Hector from Matty Blomfield. He's Auckland-based. He's been in the technology scene, probably close to 10 years by now. But Hector is a technology company that works in the fruit sector using AI and technology around measuring and identifying the standard and quality of fruit so that the rejection rate of the fruit can be, lowered, so you're getting a higher value product. Now, they recently had a capital raise. They were seeking $10 million to further grow their business. In fact, they got $12 million. Hugely well received in international markets already. And the fruit industry globally has a high discard rate. It's $3 trillion industry. So to get Hector involved in that, when they can cut down that discard rate and make sure that that food is better used and distributed globally. I mean, that's a huge opportunity for this Māori business. And but one I quite like is a little company called PAM, which is short for Personal Admin Manager. It's a woman called Nicole Retta, Māori mum from Wellington, from Muaupoko. This is an app that's all around freeing up busy households to manage the day-to-day activities, whether it's school pickups, managing your work commitments, your workflow, your emails, all the pressure that young families have in particular around they've got so many things to do and not enough time to do it. Well, PAM, the app, is designed to release all that pressure and really coordinate it and make things simple and very clear to see. So now those are just examples. We've got also got Māori companies in the biotech sphere looking at health products. We've got them in green tech, looking at agri-seed products, got them in clean tech, looking at hydrogen and the use of hydrogen fuels. So there's huge indications of some great mahi that our Māori people are doing right across all these various technology sectors. Because you and I know, Dale, technology is involved in pretty much every sector nowadays.
Of that, there's no doubt. And, you know, having, I know what you mean about families sort of rushing from pillar to post to get everything done, kids to sport pickups from schools, apps that could assist and, almost diary in your responsibilities. Sounds pretty interesting, Pam. Just one example. The High Tech Awards Friday night, we were. Or maybe you could just see if our next guest is due again. We've got the budget coming up. Any expectation of tautoko for Māori tourism within?
Look, we're part of the government standard government budget cycle. We've always submitted our budget requirements for the year, which are no change from last year. We're obviously very clear that. We want to contain our expenditure and be as efficient as possible. We don't have any indication as to what that looks like. There is, I'm speculating, some interest as to how the government will go about with clustering government agencies together. And one of those is looking at where Māori development through Te Puni Kōkiri might end up. It will still be retained as a government entity, I'm picking, but is it to become part of a super ministry? I actually see there's some great benefit in that for Māori in terms of greater access to collaboration across government entities to make, I guess, Māori interaction with the government a bit more efficient and clearer to navigate. So we're part of the budget process. We're simply waiting to see what that looks like. Most interesting, of course, in how the government is going to be structuring its public service going forward. But that's, I think they announced it yesterday, it's like a 2 to 3 year program. So there's quite a long lead in to get this reorganized and on board AI as clearly a piece of technology that can drive greater efficiencies and understanding across the public sector.
Good talking with you again, Dale. Thanks very much and touching base on a number of important issues for Ngāi Māori, trends, the High Tech Awards, of course, and the forthcoming budget. Dale Stevens, heads Māori Tourism. Thank you for your time again there to Tūkana. Māori ora kākwe.
Ai, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, thank you.